Yesterday, President Bush defended the intelligence he receives with a turn of phrase that sent foreign correspondents here scrambling for their dictionaries.
I think the intelligence I get is darn good intelligence.
Darn good intelligence, one of those folksy phrases this president is fond of, but not one easily translated. The French newspaper Le Figaro turned darn good into excellent, excellent, a bit of an upgrade. At the Al Jazeera television network, producer Imad Musa says translating darn good into Arabic was, well...
Well, it was darn hard to do it.
But after some debate, they reached consensus.
We did it jayida lilghaya. Jayida means good, and lilghaya means very.
It sounds like this was something that was bandied about for a little bit there at Al Jazeera yesterday.
We were. The correspondent was confused. He was asking me what's the best way, and we conferred. And we asked a third person. We usually, one person can do any translation, but this had us befuddled for a while, and finally we came up with just very good.
Over at the Japanese Kyodo news agency, Yoshiro Miyasaka says he was stumped by darn good.
I look up a word in the English-Japanese dictionary, but it was very difficult to, you know, translate.
Eventually, the Kyodo staffers settled on this.
We translated this expression, it's just good intelligence or something like that.
Good intelligence.
Yeah, in Japanese. 良質な情報.
Well, it sounds like this president is posing a little bit of a challenge for you in the translation department.
Just like, you know, the Western, some movies. Maybe it's just a sheriff at Crawford in Texas.
On to the Spanish EFE news agency. Rafael Caña says after some wrestling with the colloquialism, darn good morphed into...
La inteligencia es realmente muy buena.
Really very good. Accurate, but somehow not as spicy as darn. It was up to the Italian ANSA news agency and Gianpiero Gramaglia to take the boldest leap and turn darn good into something even stronger.
Dannatamente, which is the exact translation of the American damned expression. For the Italians, the word dannatamente is not so shocking as damned is for the Americans.
If darn good was darn hard, imagine the problems the president caused 2 weeks ago when he threw down this challenge to Iraqi attackers.
My answer is bring them on.
Bring them on. Let's go to the audio tape in Japanese.
Kakatte koi. Come on, if you're, you know, courageous enough to attack us, just attack us. We are ready to defeat you.
Bring them on brought some serious consternation over at Al Jazeera.
Every single Arab country would have a slang way of saying bring it on. But Al Jazeera is a pan-Arab station and has to cater to 22 different Arab countries, each with its own dialect. So we have to use classical Arabic.
So they dodged that one. They didn't quote the president directly. They just paraphrased his statement. And at the Italian news agency ANSA, bring them on became...
Lasciateli venire. E lasciate che ci attacchino. We use those two expressions. It means let them bring their attacks against us on.
Will President Bush have more tough Texas talk for foreign journalists to translate? No problem. Bring it on.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.